Lyme disease cases in Massachusetts have nearly doubled since 2005, according to the state health department, and anecdotal data suggests that this is a heavy summer for ticks, which could carry the disease. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Patrick Cahill of Cape Cod Healthcare deals with Lyme firsthand.
Over the course of several years, we're seeing more than we used to, and that's related to the increasing distribution of the tick that transmits these diseases, and correlated with that, the diseases themselves.
Despite this growing problem, there are limited efforts to combat ticks and Lyme disease. Here to tell us more is Dr. David Scales. He's a special correspondent who's leading a new series we call Losing to Lyme on WBUR's Common Health blog. Dr. Scales, welcome.
Thanks.
So the latest numbers for Lyme disease show there were almost 5,000 cases in the state last year. I find that to be a whopping number. Is it alarming to you?
But what I find really alarming about that number is actually how many cases it doesn't show. Only about 1 in 10 cases are actually reported. So what we're seeing in that 5,000 is only the labs that are positive. All of the doctors that just see a rash on your skin, that bullseye rash, that's the kind of thing that gets treated but doesn't necessarily get reported.
So what do you do when you see that bullseye rash that tells you this person has Lyme disease? What's your protocol?
So the protocol is to prescribe antibiotics. That's the next step. I don't necessarily report. That's very common. And the other thing I worry about beyond Lyme disease is there's other things out there that ticks carry. The one that we've been hearing the most about recently is something called Powassan. That's a virus that can cause an inflammation of the brain. In very rare cases, it can be fatal, but we're still just learning about this.
And more ticks could mean more Powassan.
That's right.
Do we know why tick-borne diseases have gone up in numbers so drastically in the last 10 years?
The short answer, Bob, is there's more ticks in more places than we've ever seen before. We think this has a lot to do with things like climate change and the fact that we've really changed our environment.
And milder winters have led to more ticks as well.
Yeah, that's right. What we're seeing is with not just the mild winters, it's the length of the summer and the shorter winter. It gives ticks more time to feed that allows them to survive the winter.
So what, if anything, can health officials do about this?
The first step that health officials really talk about is education. And I think about Larry Dapsis, who's the tick project coordinator in Barnstable County. His mantra is you really have to protect your family, and that's by doing things like tick checks and wearing repellent. But the thing that we're learning is even in places like Barnstable, which still have high rates of Lyme despite a lot of education, that education's not enough. So here's Catherine Brown, the state public health veterinarian.
I think for a very long time, people have been looking for sort of that silver bullet or the magic answer to make Lyme disease become less of an issue. And, you know, for a while now, we've known that that's just not going to happen.
Dr. Brown and other experts think something called integrated tick management has the best chance of really turning the corner here. First, that's education, but then that's also doing things like deer population management, reducing tick habitats, like the places they like to hide, like wood piles and leaves, and then also trying to figure out ways to manage rodents.
You mentioned Barnstable County earlier. Is that what they're doing in Barnstable County?
Barnstable County isn't doing that as a whole, but Falmouth in Barnstable County is starting to think beyond that a little bit. What they're doing is, once again, focused on strong education. That's the first part. But after that, they're thinking about other things that they could do, like trimming trails, because ticks like to hang out near the edge of the forest. The biggest problem that Falmouth is running into, like everybody else, is that there's no money for any of these things. So State Representative David Linsky from Natick, he's a big Lyme advocate, but he says efforts to combat ticks and Lyme disease just tend to be an afterthought.
The State Department of Public Health, quite frankly, has probably been underfunded for a number of years. We need to do a better job of making sure that they can meet all of their other important responsibilities and then still have something left over for Lyme.
State Representative David Linsky, as part of the series, you're also looking at the medical side of Lyme, right?
Yes. Lyme is a tremendous source of controversy, and that's because there's still a lot that we don't know about it, especially in people that have chronic symptoms. And this makes it a very controversial issue. So, Bob, what I've been doing is I went to the Dean Center for Tick-Borne Illness in Charlestown, and they're focusing on different types of treatment. Also, what we're going to be doing is looking at how France attacks Lyme disease. France has fewer cases than Massachusetts, but they already seem to be doing perhaps even more than we are. They're the first ever country to have a national plan to combat Lyme disease.
So the French are going to lead us on this effort?
That's the thought.
Dr. David Scales, good to talk to you. Look forward to the series.
Thanks, Bob.